For the fourth year in a row, Walmart tops the Fortune 500 list of the nation's largest companies. Other leaders include energy firms and metal producers, which benefited from global demand for fuel and raw materials. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Fortune magazine has been publishing a list of the nation's top companies for more than half a century. It ranks firms based on revenue. Each year, the list provides a snapshot of big business in America. Walmart, the Arkansas-based retailer, topped the list again this year. Fueled by demand for its low-priced products, the company had gross revenues of $288 billion. Mike Cacase has compiled Fortune's list for nearly a decade. He says that over time, the shift in rankings reflects broader trends in the economy.
What I've seen since I've been here is a tremendous growth in the service sector compared with the industrial sector. And you can see declines in certain portions of the industrial sector. For example, textile companies have virtually disappeared off the list, but then you look at who's come on the list and you see healthcare has grown tremendously. This year we had to break the healthcare category into four new categories.
This year as last, ExxonMobil ranked number two on the list. But high oil prices and short supply also helped propel ExxonMobil to the top of the list of most profitable companies. Last year it made $25 billion, a Fortune 500 record. Anthony Chan is senior economist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management.
Certainly we're a lot more dependent on foreign sources of energy than we were 10, 20, or 30 years ago. And for that reason, companies that certainly have something to do with energy are going to do well because this product is becoming a lot more scarce. We don't have it, and we certainly need it.
In fact, natural resource companies did particularly well in Fortune's survey. Demand for raw materials from nations like China boosted firms such as Alcoa. Alcoa ranked 79th on the list and saw profits rise by about 40%. Fortune 500 companies are by definition American, but some of the people who work for them aren't. 45 firms gave employment figures to the magazine this year. The results illustrate another trend. More people overseas are working for U.S. firms. According to Fortune, 18 of the companies, including Coca-Cola, General Motors, and Dell Computers, employ more people outside the U.S. than in. The Fortune 500 list hits the newsstands next week. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.